I have a feeling you may have worked with our next guest at some time or other. She made her American singing debut at Carnegie Hall at the age of 13. And she has gone on to star in every medium, including winning a Tony Award for her first Broadway musical, Carnival. Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Miss Anna Maria Alberghetti.
You'd be like heaven to touch. I want to hold you so much. Our long last love is arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Now, for a young lady who just had a baby, that was really some performance.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How old is your new daughter?
4 weeks old.
Gosh, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
How much did you gain with your baby?
I gained 9 pounds, and she weighed 7.
You gained only 9
yeah.
pounds?
And I thought women gained... I really have to show them this. May I?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all you.
That's
all. That's fantastic. And that like.
No, I'm thinner now than I was prior.
That's right.
To get in front. I only weigh 100 pounds now.
Now do you know 100? That's not enough, Anna Maria.
I know. I'm going to faint right now.
Oh, no.
Remember me. I'm almost dieting. You know.
You know, we all. Every time Anna Maria has ever been here since the first time you were here as co-hostess, remember?
Right.
I started a rumor that she was expecting, and we
I
did
know.
Things.
You
got
me
her
more
a
buggy.
We got you, and it wasn't really. But. After that, you did.
Well, the second time you guessed.
That's right.
And I didn't want to say anything, because you said, are you expecting again? And I went, how did he find out?
Do you worry about your weight?
Constantly. You know, and I've never been heavy in my whole life. The most I've ever weighed has been 119 pounds, and I have, it's a real hang-up.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
Well, that's no weight at all for
no,
5'5".
No, I know.
100 pounds is
I
terrible.
No, I have a real hang-up.
You're going to have so much fun gaining it, though.
Yeah, but yeah. That's all part of it. You see, I go down, then I can have a ball. I can have a food festival.
You like pasta, too, huh?
I like anything that's fattening. I mean, you name it. I adore it.
Do you prepare Italian food at home?
I love to cook, yeah.
Is your husband Italian?
He's Chilean, from Santiago, Chile.
Carlos Guzman.
Claudio Guzman.
Claudio Guzman.
Yeah.
He did a show called I Dream of
Jeannie. For 5 years, yeah. He's producer-director of that show.
You have two girls now. You're
two girls. No, that's it.
Sons?
No.
That's it?
With the population explosion, I think that's it.
Does your husband feel the same way?
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, because he had different ideas. What did you name the little girl?
Pilar.
P-I-L-A-R?
P-I-L-A-R. Yeah.
Mm. This is going to be it, though. It's
right. Yeah,
just two daughters.
My oldest daughter is three and a half.
And her name is?
Alexandra.
Oh, those are nice names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who chose?
If she's watching, I want to say hello.
Who chose the names?
Claudia and I did. My husband and I did.
You know, Louis was when I introduced you, he said, isn't that the girl that worked with John Bubbles?
No, right. Well, John Bubbles worked with her.
Or John Bubbles worked with her, yes.
Oh, on your show.
That's right.
Yes.
I put that the wrong way, didn't
we had an actor we used for about a couple of years.
That's right.
We played the Royal Box at the Americana, you uh-huh. know, and we went throughout the whole country. It was a good act.
Sure was.
Yeah.
Wasn't your father a singer? He was a singer and a cellist.
Right, and a conductor.
And didn't you have a young brother who was conducting symphonies?
Right, he's now a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does a thing like that happen?
Well, we decided that one of us should grow up normally, you see.
You don't think you've grown up normally? Mother of two beautiful daughters?
Well, yeah, I'm somewhat normal now, but I mean, you know, I made my debut when I was 6 years old, and I never stopped. So my upbringing, I never remember playing with dolls, and when other, you know,
that's not good, is it?
Well, it's not good in some ways. I mean, I've suffered in some ways, but on the other hand, I feel that I am so much to be thankful for because I see, you know, I have many more advantages. So you know, it's a give and take.
Now, how about you? You said your oldest daughter is what, three?
Yes,
does she have musical ability?
Do you believe that she's absolutely tone deaf, and she loves to sing? She drives me nuts.
You seem so pleased.
No, we're driving, you know, and she loves to sing. And after a while, I said, Alexander, please. But, Mommy, I love to sing. She's and she can't carry a tune for half a bar. It's hysterical.
That's funny. Louis, you've had a weight problem in your time, haven't you?
Oh, up and down.
I remember you over 200 pounds when you were with me in Cleveland.
That's right.
What do you weigh now?
137 pounds.
Oh, that's little.
Yeah, well, that's good for me because... Yeah. I used to get so fat, man.
Do you know that I can put on...
How fat did you get?
Yeah,
really fat.
I went up to 110.
210.
210.
Yeah.
But I had my system. You couldn't take that system of mine.
What's that?
I was just determined...
To lose.
To leave it all behind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Excuse
me. You're going to be in the Orient soon?
Yes.
Is this your first trip?
No, my second. I was there with Bob Hope on one of his...
You're going to be able to visit the Expo, huh?
Yeah, we're going to go there. I'm going to do officers' clubs there. Going to go to Singapore, Hong Kong, Tokyo, Bangkok, and the Philippine Islands. So it's going to be very exciting.
You taking the whole family?
No, my husband is going to join me there the second week that I'm there. And then we're going to take a week off and go to the Expo.
Now, what do you do? Oh, you'll be doing the officers' club, so you mm-hmm. won't have to worry about doing any little Japanese songs or anything, will you?
No.
What will you be doing after the Orient? Have you got? Do you plan it that far ahead?
Yes, I'm going to go home and study cabaret. I'm touring with it this summer.
It's a great show.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
That's a good
great show.
Yeah.
What do they say when they see you over there in the Orient? Do they say Satchmo?
In the Orient?
Sachemo.
Yeah.
Sachemo.
Sachemo. Yeah.
They know you everywhere.
Everywhere.
You can't hide anywhere, can you, Louis?
No, man. One time I was going to steal off and get married, you know what I mean? What do you call that when you run away?
Elope.
Elope. So I told Zudi, I said, man, I think I'll elope with this chick. He said, man, where are you going? Where can you go and hide? Yeah, I'm going to elope. You better get that out of your mind.
Does that ever get tiresome that you can't go anywhere in the world where you're not
recognized? No, that's good.
You like it.
What's wrong with that? Every time I get in the country, I'm on the stage other than meet people. Sure. It ain't one of them wear and tear deals. You know, the best hotels and everything.
Yeah. first cabin all the way.
That's everything, man.
Say, speaking of first cabin, you understand you're a sailing enthusiast now, yeah?
Yeah, my husband and I have a 35-footer sailing boat.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
Yeah, it's really 35 lovely.
35-footer. Mm,
yes. And we're sleep six, and I'm the first mate, and I cook and do all of that, and we're taking...
You do any of the other?
Yeah.
You know how to tie all those knots?
Sure, you have to.
That's
either that
easy.
Or you're going to be replaced, you
That's
know?
That's not easy to learn.
No, it's great. And we're taking our first long trip. We're going all the way to Acapulco this summer with another couple. It's going to take us about two to 2.5 weeks. Huh. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to hearing you sing again, will you?
I'd love to.
Anna Maria Alberghetti.
Mm-hmm.
turn to when nobody needs me. My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me, no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day, the darkness will hide me.
You know, some performers are known for one particular style and presentation, but not so with our next guest. He's known for not being predictable. You're a fan of his, aren't you, Lloyd?
Yeah, I know.
So am I.
Yeah.
I like him because he's a very, very honest guy. He says what he thinks, So here, ladies and gentlemen, is Monty Rock III. See, that's some set of threads, man.
Yeah, last time I was here, you told me I was dressing down. So I thought I'd dress up.
That's great. It's velvet, isn't it?
It's, yeah, someone gave me this. I'm doing a show, and someone gave it, laid it on me. It was hot or something, but I took it.
It was hot? there was a guy in it at the time when they gave it to you?
No, they usually people give me things, you know.
Really?
It is in our business, and they want you to do a number on them. So I just take the stuff.
What do you mean do a number on them?
Oh,
plug them,
you mean? I'm a male model with Ford Men, and I charge $75 an hour, and you know, you could buy me for anything. I do a lot of work, commercials, voiceovers, because people know my voice now.
And what have you modeled so far in a way of clothes?
Only cigarettes. No, I've done cigarette ads.
I see.
And you ever happened to Tony Curtis when he quit? He got busted. No, listen. That's what I mean about show business. Yeah, you know, you got to be cool. No, I got to tell you the truth.
What would you say?
I'm so gassed by him.
By Louis?
Yeah, there are very few people who I'm, you know, I never, you know, but he's got the soul. He knows where it's at.
And,
you know, a lot of people in our business don't know where it's at. They're still...
He not only knows where it's at, he found it.
He's been there.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. Yeah, God bless you, baby.
Louis, we were talking about tuxedos.
Been taking you a long time, too, Pops.
Thank you. God bless you, baby. I give my hand for me because he's fantastic.
Louis, we were talking upstairs about how many tuxedos do you think you've worn in your lifetime? Because you wore tuxes all the time.
Yeah, not too many, you know.
Really? You get a lot of mileage out of them when you have them?
Well, yeah. We used to call them roast beefs.
The tuxes?
Get so raggedy, they call them roast beefs, man. We didn't wear too many.
Too. See, since I came in last, I put on weight. I've been having a problem, you know.
You put on weight?
Yeah, because I'm doing yoga. I'm learning how to redo my head. Tony Curtis got busted. No, I just want to find inner peace.
Well, what do you do to find it? I mean, what yoga exercises do you do to find it?
I just found out right now how to relax. Now, the next thing, I got this guy come to my house twice a week, and I think it's great because I really relax because I'm writing different. I don't want to write what I was writing. I'm writing new things now, and I'm writing about love and hate, but I'm not putting them together. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the truth. I think enough people sing love songs. You can imagine me singing a love song. It could turn you off, you know. But
however, I can't imagine you writing anything about hate, because you're the kind of a person I wouldn't think.
No, I don't hate, but if I don't like you, you know it. I have people who I had, like when I started show business, were my friends when I was a manufactured thing. You know what I mean? I was the hottest thing that ever didn't happen. So when I didn't happen, everybody like didn't call me up. So now I have a telephone, as I tell you. Now I have my own office.
You got a phone, finally.
Yes, I got a telephone. I'm legal, and I have my own company. I have a president I just put up called a guy called Mr. Hamilton. He would play the oboe, and he knows about music. Well, he knows about music. I don't know anything about anything, but he runs my company, and I just say yes or no. So my price went up. See, if you have an agent, your price goes down because they have too many people to sell.
I see.
So I'm going to go on tour now. A lot of bread.
Is this man your manager too?
He's my manager, but I run the whole scene. Dig it.
I see.
I get on the other phone, tell him, hit. Hit. You know what I mean? But I don't say
a
thing.
Last time you were here, you were very critical of managers.
Well, I don't have a manager. I own the company.
I see.
He's on salary. Yeah. You better never forget it. No, but I'm not being really, but I don't want to be with an agency. Now, since I've been on your show and I've been singing, everybody's been calling me up saying, maybe he's changed. I say, I haven't changed.
You sang great on our show. You really did.
I wrote that. I feel comfortable here because I don't have to prove nothing. You know what I mean? When I go on the other shows, they don't give me a chance to talk. I get out their big production number, and I get lost sometimes. You know what I mean? They have clouds passing by. I never see this when they tape it. They put me through.
Clouds passing by?
Yeah, I did a special, and I just did the thing in front of the white paper, and then I saw the special that waterfall. They made a joke of my song, but I was singing a funny song.
Oh, you were, I know what they did. he was working in what they call chroma key, and then later on they can put a lot of things in.
And the song I was singing was My Funny Valentine. They put some funny things behind there. I'm not kidding you.
If you were, wait a minute, now you're critical of managers. If you were a manager, how would you handle a new performer?
The truth?
Yeah.
I would first tell them to keep 75% of themselves. And the second thing I would do is...
The performer to keep 75% of themselves.
And the second thing I would do is make sure that they know what they're doing. I think when I started in this business, I listened because I really wanted to be a star. Since I was a kid, I wanted to be a star.
Don't you think you're a star now, Marty?
Well, I don't care no more. See, now...
Wait a minute. Do you think you're a star?
I know I'm a human being, and I know that I'm accepted.
But everybody knows you, so
but
I
want to do Funny Boy like Barbra Streisand did. That's a star.
Funny Boy?
Yeah.
Funny Boy?
Yeah, I asked Judy Stein. You know, but I want to do a Broadway show. Can I tell you something?
Surely.
You had a girl on the show called Melba Moore.
Marvelous.
This is the greatest talent that ever found.
She's one of the stars of a show called Pearlie on
Unbelievable.
P-U-R-L-I-E.
Now, I've seen the show 8 times.
She won the Tony Award.
Yeah, and Jack Cassidy forgot to mention, I'm going to punch him. He forgot to mention the name the right way, so she got nervous and was going to cry. He mentioned the wrong name, because, you know, but she was going to walk out. The truth, I ain't putting you on. Tony Curtis got busted. Listen. But the chick is one of the greatest stars, and I've seen Bravo 9 times. And I wanted to meet her, and I fell in love with this beautiful girl, and I have never done this. I wrote a fan letter. I wanted to meet the chick, you know.
Was she impressed when she met you?
She giggled, and I giggled, and then she's married, though.
I see.
But her husband, I think they're getting broken up, but this chick is fantastic. We could be something together.
Did you tell her how much you thought of her?
I've been writing notes, but I never signed my name.
When you saw her, you didn't...
You
write notes and don't sign your name?
I sent flowers.
Man, you're going to get nowhere doing that.
No, but I sit in the first row and say bravo. But she's beautiful. She's moved me inside and outside. But I don't know how to go to a chick that I dig like that and tell him, maybe she watched the show, but I dig you, Melba. I dig you.
Yeah?
She turns me on. Not many women turn me on.
Well, she sings beautifully.
But she also has that other thing. She's vulnerable.
She's vulnerable?
My Spanish.
How is
vulnerable,
she vulnerable?
I mean a performer who gives, they don't force it, and you want to see them sing another song. I think most performers, I hate people, I'm not going to say names, who sing like, give my regards, or hey, look me over.
Give us the initials if you won't give names.
Well,
we'll work it out ourselves.
I can't say, but there are a lot of them around who I work with.
No, I know what you're
and,
saying.
And I think the younger people now are more real, and people like who last are real, but people don't dig me because I'm working, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
But I send them fan letters, you stink, you know? I signed it, baby.
What did you say when you met Melba backstage? Were you able to
the
say
truth,
anything or
I
convey
flipped
to
out
her what you felt?
The truth, I just was very moved by her, and I just felt something very beautiful inside of me, and I've never seen a performer move me that way. Who's from my generation.
Yeah.
And I think she has all that thing saved inside. I think my chance hasn't come yet. I mean, I bombed for Warner Brothers. I've been with 10 labels. But I keep going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I turned down parts. I was offered 2 Broadway shows, but they wanted me to take off my clothes and, you know what I mean? Clothes make the man, you know what I mean? I don't want to do that because I have too much good taste.
I want you to take off your clothes in a Broadway?
I won't take off my clothes. Yeah, I was really offered The parts were clean, but, you know, take off your clothes. Why not? But
save a lot on wardrobe.
No, but I believe that I am a star who don't have to take off his clothes for a part.
Yeah.
But I might do it if I get desperate. No, I'm only kidding. But can I tell you something else?
Yes, please.
I
As long as you get laughs like that,
no,
you keep right on going.
You know, now I'm finding out what it's like to be... I don't have the male type, a starlet, you know, like everybody, take your picture, take my picture. But I went to see a show called Company.
Yes.
And they had Elaine Stritch, who she used to be my bartender. And
Wait a minute. Elaine Stritch was your bartender?
At Elaine's, I used to go places. I'm a drinker. I drink scotch straight.
Oh, do you? That's why you're putting on weight.
I didn't get busted. But turn yourself on. But so what happened, the truth. Elaine Stritch comes on stage. I was a hairdresser once, and I'd done women's hair. She's a perfect character. You know, like the woman who's, do it this way. She gets on that stage, and she does a number called The Ladies Are Out to Lunch.
And the ladies are out to lunch.
I mean, but she does it with her soul, like if the part was her. Because the women who I used to do the hair of, and I was a good hairdresser, they used to bug me, but I needed the money very badly. You know what I mean? Like, in those days, I had a big house and cars. I wasn't even ready for show business. I was ready to cut the hair. And if they didn't have the haircut, I couldn't do them, because if you're coming for a hairdo, it costs $12. If you had a haircut, it costs $25. Uh-huh. And if you ain't going to have the haircut, you ain't having nothing.
Do they tip a lot? Do those women tip a lot?
If they didn't tip, it never came back, because I put a lot of pressure. I had,
what do you say? What did you say? You put a sign up, you better tip?
You better tip.
That's subtle.
I've never been subtle.
He's going to sing it. Monty Rock's going to sing a song for us following this one. Right. Monty, I promised everyone that you were going to sing a song, but before you do you have the clouds ready, guys?
Background.
What's the song? What are you going
to
say?
I've got to tell you the story about the song. I hate to tell stories like this, but...
Did you write it?
Oh, no. But Paul Anka didn't write it either. But, no, he changed the words over. Paul Anka discovered me first. Never called me back. But listen, what's the story? When I closed my act in Las Vegas after being all these beautiful clothes and everything, I came on stage and came on a black tie and did this song. But I feel that a song, I don't sing a song as a song. I sing it for what it means to me. And it's called My Way. And
but he wrote that.
He changed the words, but it was written by a French cat.
Oh.
I ain't putting him down because the words...
You mean he didn't write the music too?
Well, I'm not going to put him down. But anyway, my version of My Way.
Oh, Monty Rock the Third.
End is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friends, I say it clear, I state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, I saw it through without exceptions. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway,
much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. But now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I add, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me, I did it my way. Oh, what is man, what has he got? If not himself, then he is not. To do the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record show, I took the blows and did it my way, everybody. I did it my way. No one told me how to do it.